From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says it's a system designed by farmers for farmers, and that farmers and ranchers will have a voice in writing the Biden administration's plan for alleviating climate change. Vilsack tells Agriculture.com the USDA will be reaching out to agricultural sector in the coming weeks for ideas. He says producers could see three new revenue streams from climate mitigation, including carbon markets, conversion of ag waste, and capture of methane from manure as a renewable fuel. China is hungry for U.S. corn. From September 2020 to December 2020, China imported 4.9 million metric tons of U.S. corn, an 8,000% increase from the previous year. AgWeb.com reports these big guys are coming at a time when U.S. corn prices have increased around 60% since August. U.S. commodities like corn are on pace to dramatically improve over recent years and perhaps make this the best export year yet. The latest independent data shows COVID-19 infection rates among meat and poultry workers are more than five times lower than the U.S. general population and 95% lower than May of last year. AgriMarketing.com reports Food and Environment Reporting Network data shows the meat and poultry sector had an average of just 4.81 new reported cases per 100,000 workers per day in February, compared to 26.15 in the general U.S. population. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.